Yaakov Avinu, you know, remember the Rav begins in this parsha. Yosef HaTzadik, of course, rises to prominence as a result of the Rav. I want to focus a little bit on the parsha only because Shabbos Chanukah often gets all of the attention, and we forget that we actually do read Parshas Miketz. So just a short idea on there. So Yaakov Avinu tells his children, go down to Mitzrayim and purchase food. Go down to Mitzrayim and purchase food. So remember, even though Rashi HaKadosh says they have plenty of food in the home, at the end of the day, Lamat Yisrael, meaning don't go ahead. It's not right. If everybody else is starving, everybody else has to go purchase food, you should go down and purchase food as well. So the Lashon he says to them is the following. This is in Perek Mem Gimel, Pasuk Yidal, chapter 43, verse 11. Vayomer Aleim Yisrael Avihem. Im Kein, Eifo Zosasu. So if you're going to go down to Egypt and go ahead and purchase food, this is what you should do. Kichu mizimras ha'aretz b'chaleihem. Take, now literally mizimras ha'aretz means take from the vine of the land in your utensils. V'horidu le'ish mincha ma'atzri u'ma'at dvash nechoos v'lot botnim u'shkedim. So Yaakov Avinu says, listen, you're going to have to go before this viceroy. You're going to have to go before this leader of Egypt, this Safnas Panach that everybody's talking about. So bring him a gift, bless you. Bring him a gift, right? Go ahead and take a little bit from everything that we have in the land, including Mizimras Arts, take from the grapes, take from the shkedim, the botnim, and make him a nice gift. Give it to him, and hopefully, again, you'll carry some level of favor with him. So I say, Rabbi Nachman of Breslov in the Kuti Moharan says something absolutely beautiful. Listen to his words. So where does it mean, Kichu Mizimras Haaretz? He says, Da, Ki Yaakov Avinu, Kishashalach Hezbanov, Aseres Hashvatim Laaretz. Yaakov Avinu, when he goes ahead and he sends his sons, his 10 Shvatim to Mitzrayim, Shalach Imahem Nigun Shal Eretz Yisrael. He sent with them the Nigun. He sent with them the tune, the Shira of Eretz Yisrael. And he says, Zehu sod kichu mizimras haaretz. Take the zimra, take the nigun of Eretz Yisrael with you. So what does that mean? What does that mean? Take the nigun of Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Nachman in general has this concept. We actually learned this memory in Reish Nun days. He discusses this about the Shliach Tzibur and the nigun, everything. There's a nigun, there's a shira for everything in life. What does it mean? Kichu, what is the zimras haaretz? What is the nigun of Eretz Yisrael? What is the nigun of life? So perhaps you can understand the statement of Rabbi Nachman. We actually spoke about this a little bit on Wednesday night together. So there's a beautiful idea in Az Yashid. It's actually brought down by the Imre Emes. So the Imre Emes says, by Az Yashid, we say, Amzu Kanisa. We say that the Ribono Shel Olam has acquired Klal Yisrael. So the Imre Emes asks a very technical question. He says, how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu be Kone Klal Yisrael? After all, what? So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Adon, he's the master. We are the Avodim, we are the servants. So there are ways in which a master could go ahead and acquire a servant, different ways. So the same way, remember again, to a certain degree, sometimes a servant is considered like property. So there are different ways in which you could acquire property. You could acquire property through Mashicha. You could acquire property through Hagbah. So if we say, Amzu Kamisa, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has gone ahead and has acquired us. So what method has he acquired us by? And the Imre Emes says something absolutely magnificent. The Imre Emes quotes the Gemara Maseches Kiddushin, and the Gemara says that, you know, there's another interesting way that a master could acquire an Eved, could acquire his servant. How? If the Eved lifts up the master. If the Eved lifts up the master, the act of lifting up the master is in and of itself a form of servitude. When the Eved lifts up the master, so the Eved allows himself to be acquired by the master. And says the Imre Emes so beautifully, what do we say in Az Yashir? We say, Elokei Avi Va'arom Emenhu. You are the God of my father, and I lift you up. You are the God of my father, and I lift you up. In other words, how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu acquire us as Avadim? That we as the Avadim, we the servants, lift up the master. We scoop up HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we lift it up HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and by us lifting up God, by the servants lifting up the master, we acquire the master. Says the Imre Emes, but how do you lift up HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Says the Imre Emes so beautifully, through Shira, through song, through Zimras Haaretz, through the Nigun of life. What does this mean? So we know the Gemara Maseches Shabbos teaches us that Chazal, when they instituted the Yom Tov of Chanukah, instituted these days as days of Hallel and Hoda. Halal and Dal. Interestingly enough, not days of Mishta and Simcha, like by Purim, but by Halal and Hodah. So Hodah we know as Al Anisim, right? And we know Halal is technically Halal, but Rabbi Nachman brings down, he says Halal is so much more than just Halal. Halal doesn't just mean to say the paragraphs of Halal. Halal means that the Yom Tov of Chanukah is a Yom Tov of Shira, is a Yom Tov of Ze Keli Va'anvehu, is a Yom Tov of Elokei Avi Va'aromemenu, is a Yom Tov of Zimra Sa'aretz, is a Yom Tov of Shira. But say Chanukah is the, what kind of Shira is the Shira of Chanukah? It's the Shira of Hakara Satov. But say, you know, all of us have things in life that are broken. Everybody has things in life that are not going well. Everyone has things in life that I wish I could repair, and things in life, and some of us have some pretty significant things that are broken. And in life, you have a choice. You could either define your existence. There are some people that walk around, and they wear on their sleeve everything that's wrong, and it colors their entire existence. And it's a horrible way to live. Because ain Adam, there's no, you know, ain Baisasha, ain Shameis, there's no person that doesn't have problems. But in life, you have a decision. You could define yourself by what's wrong, or you could choose to define your life by the brachas you have. You could choose to define your existence by all the things that are broken, or you could choose to define yourself by the hakaras hatov for all the things that are beautiful, all the things that are magnificent, all the things that are going right. That's the Yom Tov of Chanukah. You know, I'll say Chanukah, it's true of all the rabbinic Yom Tovim, but Chanukah is a highly imperfect Yom Tov. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of imperfection. The proof to that is even in its very observance. It's not like we lose ourselves in our observance. What do I have to do? What do I have to do? I go to work. I have all the stresses of not me personally, I have no stresses, but the other people have all the stresses of everyday life. And then what happens? So I come home, I have a crazy day. This one was a meshugina, this one was a nudnik, this one was this. I come home and suddenly what? Oh, it's Chanukah, the light of spirituality. It's so beautiful. Meanwhile, my kishkas are in a knot, right? I've got a million things still to do tonight, and now you want me to be holy? You want me to be halik for a half hour now? That's Chanukah. Chanukah is about, can you find the ruchnius in the midst of the sea of mundanity? Can you find the beauty in the midst of the sea of all the stuff that's broken? That's the Chazal we're kovea these days as days of Halal and Hoda'ah. This is the Yom Tov of Shira. This is the Yom Tov of Kichum Zimra Sa'aretz. This is the Yom Tov of Elokei Aviv Ramamenu. This is the Yom Tov of Oz Yashir. Paul said, that's what it means to sing Shira. It's easy to sing Shira when the Yom Tov splits. That's easy. Who doesn't sing Shira? Well, so remember again, Klal Yisrael had Avodah Zarah with them. Klal Yisrael was mamash worshipping Avodah Zarah at the time that the sea split. But even if you're an Oved Avodah Zarah, of course you're going to sing Shira when the sea splits. Everybody sings Shira when they win the lottery, right? Who doesn't say at least a token thank you to God when they win the lottery? That's not the Nisayon in life. The Nisayon in life is in Chanukah. The Nisayon in life is when things are difficult. When Yaakov Avinu has to say to his sons, you understand what he's saying to them. He's saying, Vayomer Alem, Im Kein Zosasu, if you're going to go down to Mitzrayim, if you're going to go down to the difficulties, you know what you need to do? Kechu Mizimra Sa'aretz. Don't forget how to sing the Niggin of the land. Don't forget how to sing. Don't forget how to say Shira. Don't forget how to have Hakaras Atov. Even when things in life are difficult. Paul said, this is the avot of the Yom Tov of Chanukah. To recognize that although we each have many things that are broken, many things that are in disrepair, some of us have some pretty significant challenges and problems. Don't allow those challenges and problems to eclipse all of the beautiful things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. The Yom Tov of Chanukah is our opportunity to say, thank you, Ribono Shel Olam. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you have done. Thank you for what you are doing. And thank you for what we know we are confident you will continue to do. So we'll say, on this Shabbos, on Shabbos Chanukah, where there's so much potential, let us live by the advice of Yaakov Avinu. Sometimes we find ourselves in Mitzrayim. But even if we have to go down to Mitzrayim, let us live lives of Kichu Mizimra Saaretz. Let us take the Niggin of life, the Niggin of Chanukah, the Niggin of Halal and Hoda'ah with us, wherever we may go. Amen.